can see.
Free your consciousness.
I've got one that can see.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
I want to be clear.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. This is Free Your Consciousness. I'm Doug Michael. My website, DougMichaelTruth.com. Today is April 18th, 2022, at the time of this recording. Nice to be spending time with you once again, ladies and gentlemen. And I just want to take a little time to discuss a few current events. And, you know, even though these are real recent, I know it's going to seem like old news because, you know, things are unfolding so rapidly on the global stage that it's become very difficult to keep up with the continuously shifting narrative and swiftly changing current events. Things have really accelerated so much so that much of this information may seem dated by now. More and more keeps being exposed by the day. I'd like to discuss again some of these current events that I'm sure will seem like old news by the time that this gets posted. First item I've got, ladies and gentlemen, and be sure to check the website, DougMichaelTruth.com. There'll be a bunch of links that you can look at for yourself that discuss some of these things I'm going to get into today. I hope you're all keeping well, ladies and gentlemen, amidst all this insanity and this rapidly unfolding agenda. Okay, the first item I have here. Throughout the COVID scamdemic, farmers across America were being incentivized to destroy their crops. Many farmers have come forward claiming that they were offered more than what their yields were worth to plow their crops under. What we are witnessing is manufactured food shortages. Even puppet Biden,
I want to be clear,
went before cameras and claimed that food shortages are, quote, going to be real. Of course, the shortages and mass inflation is being blamed on the Russia-Ukraine crisis. The economic sanctions placed on Russia by the Biden administration are hurting the West, not the Russians.
I want to be clear.
Supermarkets across America are low on stock and prices are steadily rising, which are repercussions of the lockdowns and the money printing, which has devalued the currency. This is an engineered crisis. The consortium loves to manufacture famine, and they are making their moves to cause mass starvation. The food supply is under attack, and this is going to get much worse. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, I still see so many uninformed people that cannot see what's blatantly obvious right before their eyes. It's incredible. Okay, the next item I have, ladies and gentlemen. A highly toxic carcinogenic chemical called benzene has been found in hundreds of personal care products in America. Independent laboratory analyses confirm that products such as shampoo, antiperspirant, sunscreen, and hand sanitizers, among other products, contain deadly levels of this toxic chemical. Remember during the height of the scamdemic when people were incessantly sanitizing their hands out of irrational fear? Perhaps this was just another way to poison people. Apparently, mostly aerosolized products were affected, and the FDA claimed that many products contained levels of the chemical that were considered life-threatening. Benzene was found in 27% of products that were tested. Benzene is known to cause leukemia, and it is highly toxic, even at very low levels. Interestingly, but not surprisingly, Johnson & Johnson, one of the companies whose products were found to contain the chemical, claimed that the benzene found in their products would not be expected to cause health consequences. J&J is one of the corporations behind the mass production of the toxic COVID injections that have already been shown to cause massive harm. This company has a long criminal history and has paid out tens of billions of dollars in damages due to their contaminated products. So surely, you could trust them. Next item, ladies and gentlemen. In March 2022, a meeting took place in Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates called the World Government Summit to discuss the upcoming digital cashless system that will soon replace the current financial structure. You like that, huh? World Government Summit. That was the name of this meeting. So they're not even bothering to hide it anymore. World Government. American economist Pippa Malmgren,
slut,
whose father was an advisor to Richard Nixon when the U.S. was removed from the gold standard, openly spoke of the digital blockchain technology that is soon to replace the current monetary system. She happily gloated about how this new system would make every transaction traceable. Crazy conspiracy theorists,
conspiracy theories,
conspiracy theories,
have been discussing this shift to a digital currency for years, only to be met with ridicule and scorn. Now, it's here, and it's being openly admitted by the globalist servants of the consortium.
Mostly Jews.
The idea is to couple this system with a social credit score system similar to the one that is in place in China. This will be accompanied by a global digital ID for everyone on the planet. At least, that's the idea. For decades, researchers have been talking about the coming New World Order, and now it's here.
How dare you?
Conspiracy theories.
Many front people operating for the globalists,
mostly Jews,
have been using that very term in recent months. They are openly and boldly speaking about their slave system that is soon to be implemented. It is very likely that this will come about in the wake of a planned cyber attack. In December of 2021, Israel led a simulation of a coming cyber attack on the global financial system that involved 10 countries and the International Monetary Fund. As history has shown time and time again, many times when there are drills or simulations conducted, they eventually go live, as with the Event 201 scenario in 2019 that simulated a coronavirus outbreak.
COVID.
Omicron.
5 months later, the agenda was launched and the world was turned upside down. It is highly likely that a false flag cyber attack will be used to usher in this cashless system, and it probably won't be much longer. The event also included the Bank of International Settlements and the World Bank. These are the centralized global banking establishments, so it is very likely that this will be one of the next phases of the consortium's agenda. Next item, ladies and gentlemen, Yuval Harari, top advisor to Klaus Schwab, head of the World Economic Forum.
The next crisis is already waiting for us.
Recently referred to humans as, quote, hackable animals. He also claimed that the idea that human beings have a soul or spirit and free will is over. He said, quote, today we have the technology to hack human beings on a massive scale. Everything is being digitized. Everything is being monitored.
Everything will be digitalized, which can be digitalized.
The globalist consortium and their willing lackeys aren't even bothering trying to hide their agenda anymore. They are openly telling the world what they have planned, and still, so few seem to notice it. Ladies and gentlemen, people have been dumbed down to the point of utter, just complete ignorance. It's unbelievable. Now, these globalist criminals can get right before the cameras in a world government summit and tell you directly, we're going to a cashless system based on blockchain technology. Everything's going to be monitored. People like this filthbag Harari come and tell you the idea that humans have a spirit is over, or free will, and we're going to digitalize you. And still people just stumble through life, do-do-do-do-do, like everything's just fine. Next item, ladies and gentlemen. Since the rollout of the gene-modifying injections falsely marketed as vaccines,
Vaccine, they can still kill you.
Almost 1,000 professional athletes all around the world have dropped dead. 796 athletes have suffered heart attacks while playing their sport. Of course, no one seems to make the connection between the injections and the current wave of cardiac arrests occurring across the world. And also, ladies and gentlemen, I believe it was the Miami Open, a tennis match. 15 or so tennis players had to drop out of the competition because they were suffering heart problems, chest pains, and still no one makes the connection. I've heard a few people over the course of the last few months say, oh, so-and-so got their booster, and then they got sick a couple weeks later.
Omicron.
And they still can't put the pieces together that it's the damn injections that are causing this. They're blind. It's just unbelievable. No, they'd never do that. All the bullshit, ignorant garbage you hear from these people, it's just maddening. No, like I said, no one makes the connection between these injections and the current wave of cardiac arrests occurring all over the world. This is not in any way normal. Pro athletes are in top physical condition. They have personal trainers and they eat the healthiest diets. They're the best of the best. The average age of those affected is just 23 years old. Are we supposed to believe that there is no connection between the sudden mass deaths of athletes and the injections, that this is just another coincidence? Apparently so. We've also seen massive media and advertising campaigns designed to convince the gullible that young people in good health suffer cardiac problems frequently as if it were normal. And you got a high percentage of people that buy that bullshit. They've been so dumbed down, you know, poisoned through water fluoridation, maybe vaccine brain damaged over the years, taking in a steady diet of media propaganda and bullshit, that they cannot even think for themselves. They just can't. So whatever piece of crap is coming out of the TV at the moment, they will adopt into their belief system. And then in the very next broadcast, they could say something completely contradictory, and that would be believed. Next item, ladies and gentlemen. This one turns my stomach, boy, I'll tell you. Currently, a bill being reviewed before the Senate in Maryland, Senate Bill 669, proposes allowing mothers to abort their babies up to 28 days after birth. This is not abortion. Let's just call it what it is. It's murder. It is infanticide. This bill, also known as the Pregnant Persons Freedom Act. I love how they always throw freedom in there. No, it's murder. This bill was sponsored by Senator William Smith.
Cunt!
Now, regardless of a person's position on the topic of abortion, this is legalized murder, and the people of Maryland should be outraged and doing all they can to stop this. Unfortunately, not too many people are paying attention these days, ladies and gentlemen. In California, Bill AB 2223 proposes shielding a mother of criminal charges relating to her pregnancy, including termination of a baby even after it is born. Colorado is also proposing similar legalized murder. Yep, this is the world we live in, ladies and gentlemen, and I know that most of my listeners will be well aware of this. You know, share these podcasts with anyone you think might be kind of on the fence, if you want to or not, you know. I get to the point where I know I'm preaching to the choir, but there might be a few items in this list that you might not have been fully aware of. So I really do appreciate you taking your time to listen. Next item. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It was announced that a bird flu pandemic is sweeping the world, and as many as 24 million chickens and turkeys in the U.S. have either succumbed to the illness or have been slaughtered to prevent the spread. This is all manufactured, ladies and gentlemen. You know, what timing, right? In light of everything that has unfolded, I wouldn't be a bit surprised to find out that the flocks are being deliberately poisoned. The timing sure is suspicious. Perhaps this is yet another attack on the food supply. I believe that it is, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think some bird flu mysteriously, organically, just came out of nowhere at just the right time that they're, we have all these supply chain disruptions and the sanctions against Russia and Ukraine, which Ukraine exports a lot of wheat and Russia exports a lot of fertilizer products. We're going to see the repercussions of this months down the line. It's not going to happen overnight. Right now, we're seeing repercussions of all the lockdowns and the supply chain, the deliberate destruction of the supply chain and the, you know, the trucking lines and the shipping lines and all that. So you give this another few months or a year, you're going to see the repercussions. Next item. The Pfizer Pharmaceutical Corporation, one of the companies, of course, behind the mass, quote, vaccinations.
Vaccine. They can still kill you.
Lobbied the courts This was a few months ago, if you remember. Pfizer lobbied the courts to have their records sealed for 75 years. Now, the court overruled that request and ordered the company to release documents periodically. So on April 1st, 2022, Pfizer released a 38-page report titled Cumulative Analysis of Post-Authorization Adverse Event Reports. The last 9 pages of the document list the possible adverse reactions of their toxic poison. Ladies and gentlemen, over 1,200 of them.
They can still kill you.
Now, if you go to DougMichaelTruth.com, click the tab that's marked View the Show Links, and I'll post those documents for you. It's PDF right from Pfizer themselves, because they were, again, forced by the court to release this. And the last 9 pages, it's really worth looking at, over 1,200 potential adverse events that the company knows about. You know, people really should take the time to look through the document. There are many very nasty illnesses listed, including many different types of herpes. Can you imagine that? Oh, I got my vaccine because I don't want to get sick.
Omicron.
But now I have herpes. Pfizer also had to hire an additional 600 employees to deal with the massive reports of adverse events following the rollout of their so-called vaccinations.
So next crisis is COVID, already
COVID,
waiting
COVID,
for us.
COVID, 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 COVID.
Omicron.
Next item I have, ladies and gentlemen. It was announced in early March 2022 that Moderna recalled over 764,000 doses of its coronavirus vaccines due to contamination. Well, shit, they may as well recall all of them since they are nothing but pure poison.
Vaccine.
Next item, ladies and gentlemen. Official data from the UK Health Security Agency shows that 92% of all COVID deaths in England are among the vaccinated. This is mainstream public knowledge, ladies and gentlemen, the UK Health Security Agency. 92% of all COVID deaths in England are among the vaccinated. So we've reached the point, ladies and gentlemen, where they can publicly tell you, and still the brain dead dummies can't put two and two together.
Oh, you know, my doctor said I would have gotten even sicker if I didn't get the shots.
You know how many times I've heard that bullshit fly out of people's mouths? It's like, how could you know that? How could you possibly know that? But nope, the brain-dead, dummy, simpleton morons will believe it. After all, some guy in a white lab coat said so, you know, it must be true. Now, out of those deaths in England, 4 out of 5 of those deaths are amongst those who were boosted. Now, what part of your government is trying to kill you do you not understand?
Conspiracy theories.
Meanwhile, in China, authorities are slaughtering pet cats and dogs that have come in contact with owners who tested positive for the fake virus with the fake tests.
COVID, COVID, COVID.
In many cases, pets were killed brutally in public, and trucks have been spotted filled with the corpses of dead dogs. This brutality just adds to the psychological trauma. Now, I'm convinced that the creatures that mindlessly follow the orders to carry out these atrocities are not even human. I've seen some of the films, ladies and gentlemen. It's just absolutely stomach-turning. They have these big sacks filled with dogs and cats, and many times they just beat them to death in the street. You know, can't even euthanize them in a humane manner. And again, I think this is to, again, psychologically traumatize people. Of course it is.
How dare you?
Now, suicide rates in China have skyrocketed due to the lockdown mandates. As of now, mid-April 2022, Shanghai, the third largest city in the world, is under lockdown and people cannot get food or necessary supplies. Many are committing suicide, jumping to their deaths from high-rise buildings. You can see some of the films of that too, ladies and gentlemen. It's just disturbing. Children are being removed from their parents and forcibly quarantined. And people still can't believe that governments kill their own people? This world is a fucking mental asylum run by sadistic criminals, and they are making their moves to subjugate the human race. And ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you this. These creatures that will put on a uniform and will follow the orders of the state and kill or coerce or beat or abuse or arrest their fellow countrymen on the orders of the state are the lowest of the low of scum on the face of the earth. Next time, ladies and gentlemen, just about a week ago, April 12th, 2022, a man in Brooklyn, New York, boarded a subway train at around 8:30 a.m., deployed a smoke canister, and began firing at commuters. Now, mainstream media reported that no one died, but that several were wounded. The media also reported that surveillance cameras in the area were malfunctioning. Oh, what a stroke of bad luck, huh? I mean, this always seems to happen. When Princess Diana was killed, all of the cameras along the route she was taking were said to have malfunctioned, and I believe there was 13 of them. On July 7th, 2005, when bombings occurred in the London tube trains and a passenger bus, the media reported that the cameras on board the bus were malfunctioning. It's interesting that when events like this occur, in many cases, cameras just coincidentally stop working. The New York subway shooting appears to have been a false flag operation. No question in my mind, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, the London bombings certainly were a false flag operation. Now, I viewed some of the videos of the incident in New York, and something just doesn't seem right. Now, in this one video that I'll post on the DougMichaelTruth.com website, ladies and gentlemen, this person did a great job of picking apart the official videos released by the media. And in this, you could clearly see this woman, she gets off a train. She is not wounded at all. She's walking around fine. And then later, like in pictures that were released to the media, you see her propped up against a pole, pretending to be wounded, and then they carry her out on a stretcher. It is blatantly obvious that this was a stage event. In another piece of the video, and this guy, again, does a great job breaking it down, you see a woman spraying fake blood on the subway platform. Now, what else happened on the very same day? Well, New York's Lieutenant Governor Brian Benjamin resigned following his arrest on criminal fraud and conspiracy charges. What a coincidence. Now, I can't say for sure, but it's possible that the subway attack was carried out to divert attention away from yet another corrupt New York criminal being exposed. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. That place, New York City, is a cesspool of filth and corruption. Again, there was a great film that surfaced pointing out how, you know, very fishy this whole thing is. And I will put that on the website for you, ladies and gentlemen. Take the time to look at it. It's very revealing. Next item, ladies and gentlemen. You know, lately there has been massive pushback all over the country as parents are confronting school boards for using curriculum material that teaches children pornography. National school boards have requested that the Biden regime,
I want to be clear,
label protesting parents as domestic terrorists.
Terrorist, terrorist, terrorist.
In Westfield, New Jersey, the school board is promoting puberty-blocking drugs to children as young as 10. The proposed curriculum material also seeks to teach children that masturbation several times a day is a healthy form of stress relief. These are 10-year-old kids, ladies and gentlemen. Over recent years, the sexualization of children has been pushed massively in the indoctrination facilities and in society in general. And you know what they want to call me just for pointing this truth out?
Terrorist.
Get your kids out of the fucking public schools. Figure it out. Oh, I don't have time. Give your kids over to that satanic ideology then. And don't complain when they're all fucked up from it, right? Oh, no. You'll hear every excuse in the book, ladies and gentlemen. Good. Let the state raise your kids.
Terrorist.
White House prostitute Jen Psaki.
They can still kill you.
Cunts!
Claimed recently, ladies and gentlemen, that gender reassignment surgery, you know, genital mutilation, quote, saves lives. Uh-huh. Yeah, she said that. Many young kids are given puberty-blocking drugs to alter the chemical makeup of their bodies, and their brain-dead parents allow this horrific abuse of their children, although there have been over 6,000 recorded deaths from these drugs and over 41,000 adverse reactions. These are official statistics, ladies and gentlemen. Now, the most thorough follow-up study of sex reassigned people was conducted in Sweden over the course of more than 30 years. The study showed that 10 to 15 years after surgery, suicide rates increased markedly. Well, yeah, when you mutilate your body, I think, you know, becoming suicidal is a natural result of that. Now, I'll do with this one today, ladies and gentlemen. Since Biden took office,
I want to be clear.
Terrorist.
Millions of migrants have crossed the border into the U.S. Now, the CDC, the Center for Death and Corruption, announced that an order named Title 42 will end gradually. I think it's over the next couple of months. And this will make it even easier for illegals to cross the border. It's estimated that when this happens, as many as 18,000 migrants per day could cross the U.S. border. Now, this mass migration is a deliberate attempt to destabilize America, and it's happening in Western Europe as well. No COVID restrictions are placed on migrants, but they have been extended inside the country. Incredible. This is an invasion. This is a planned destabilization of Western society. So they'll let 18,000 migrants per day, once this title ends, Title 42, they'll let 18,000 a day cross the border. They're not mandated to have any injections.
COVID.
It's incredible. And people still cannot put two and two together and realize that we're at war here. Yes, governments, on behalf of their masters, are at war with their own people. And the time is past for people to become aware of this. And again, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, I know the handful of you that listen to my stuff, you know I'm not talking to you directly. I'm talking to these idiots out there. You might have some of them in your family, you know, and they just spout the nonsense the TV tells them. So I'm not talking to you directly. I know that my listeners get this and are probably well aware of all these points I covered today. But if you're not, you know, the links will be there for you to check out for yourself. There's a lot of them today, probably like 32 or so. And I will put that video of the New York City false flag subway shooting. Yeah, you know, a guy's firing a Glock 9 at point blank range and no one dies. What a horrible shot. You would think at least there would have been one or two fatalities, right? Well, no, because this was a staged event. I'm convinced of it. At first, the first thing I think is that, here we go again. But then, like what happens in so many of these events, the camera suddenly just malfunctioned. Go figure, right? So that's red flag number one. When you see this guy's video, you'll be convinced. It's just blatantly obvious. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for taking your time to listen with an open mind. I greatly appreciate it, as always. Thank you to the people that have reached out to me, the handful of you that have gotten to know me on a personal level over the years. It's been incredible getting to know all of you. So thank you for your time, for your attention. Thank you for your support. Greatly appreciate it. Thank you. As you see, I'm not doing these presentations as much. I'll tell you, lately I've been really focusing quite a bit on music, writing a lot of music, and learning how to use this software for sound engineering, which is, there's so much to it, so much to learn. But I've been doing that a lot lately and having a good time learning, you know, this software. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. Until next time, this is Doug Michael. Walk in peace.
I want to be clear.
So next crisis is already waiting for us.
Omicron.
Everything will be digitalized, which can be digitalized.
Vaccine.
COVID.
How dare you?
COVID.
They can still kill you.
Let's try not to be obnoxious.
Let's try not to be obnoxious.
Guns. How dare you?
Conspiracy theories.
Omicron.
Terrorist.